Hello, this is Marcella Bremer again, and I'm going to talk some more about organizational culture and change. This is podcast number 3. Now I'd like to take a look at the organizational culture assessment instrument that was designed by Professors Cameron and Quinn, and you could briefly call it the OCAI. As I told you, it's a very simple and quick instrument, so that makes it very interesting in everyday business life if you want to design successful change programs and really make a difference when it comes to organizational performance. Cameron and Quinn discovered by statistical analysis that only two dimensions were really decisive for organizational effectiveness and performance. That's pretty amazing because they really tested a lot of dimensions. But only two choices that organizations have really matter when it comes to their effectiveness and success. And the first choice or contradiction is to be internally focused and integrated on the one hand, or to be externally focused and differentiated on the other hand. So this is the first choice in which organizations differ a lot. Do you choose to focus on the inside and that things are running smoothly within an organization, or do you have a tendency to look outside, to be externally focused and see what is going on in your market and with your customers? This is the first thing in which organizations can differ greatly, a lot. The second dimension is a choice to aim for stability and control, to value that the most of all, as opposed to valuing flexibility and discretion. So this is another big contradiction or a scale, and you have to choose on which opposite you would like, on which side you would like to be, stability versus flexibility. And that's it. Those are the two most important dimensions. And if you could imagine now inside your head, if you could see a cross or a quadrant with a vertical axis and a horizontal axis, then you would have on the left-hand side culture types that are focused on the inside, that are internally focused, and they like to keep things integrated. And on the right-hand side, on the other side of the vertical axis, you would have culture types and organizations that are with an external focus and differentiation, looking at markets, clients, possibilities, opportunities. And then on the upper part above the horizontal axis, you would have organizations and culture types that really like flexibility. And then beneath this horizontal axis, on the downside of the quadrant, this big cross, you would have the organizations and culture types that really value stability and control above all. And when you see this with your mind's eye, then you have it all. Then you have the four culture types that Cameron and Quinn discerned from their analysis, and that organizations can differ on greatly, and that sometimes determine their success, because organizational success doesn't depend on the culture type. There are no good or bad culture types. It's just that sometimes there's a better or a worse fit in your market. So if you are a healthcare institution, you would like to be people oriented instead of very hard driving, results oriented with a focus on money, figures and targets. That's all. So then in that case, you would prefer a culture type that is people oriented. I'll discuss the culture types in my next podcast. For now, you know the dimensions and the differences in organizational performance. Thank you. This was Marcella Bremer.